Chapter 6. The Battle for Gleeway. They all ran for it. Intel Fants and their babies. Little Robo Mice, led by the very big Robo Mouse. Captain Jake and Grace, and Juniper, Jew, River and Ludwig. Down the mountainside they slipped and slid. River was humming madly. Jew was almost dancing with fast and furious jumps. The city's neon light was flashing. This way, this way. Captain Jake's pirates were screaming, "Hurry, hurry!" as they cranked open the big steel gates to the city. In they all tumbled, and the gates clanged shut just in time. A gigantic battle was about to begin. The soldiers with the elongated hands on their tunics surrounded the city. All the inhabitants of Gleeway looked down at them from the ramparts. No one knew what to do. "We must take charge and make a plan," said a worried Juniper to his band of warriors. They all huddled around him. The purple haze started to grow into an enormous monster with writhing snakes for legs and flaming breath. But Ludwig knew what to do. He sent pussycat thoughts out to all the pussycats of Gleeway. They came meowing and hissing to the ramparts. Ludwig told them to keep swiping at the purple haze, snarl at it, and not to be afraid. The pussycats' claws swiped and scratched. Their tails wagged and lashed. Their whiskers bristled and seethed. And they snarled and snarled as they attacked the purple haze. Under the pussycat attack, the purple haze slowly became lumpy, with great boils appearing, and it became weak and backed off. The pussycats were meowing with glory when, flash, Hugo Sogo stood tall outside the city with his flaming, elongated hand. His soldiers cheered and rushed forward, taking the elongated hands from their tunics and lighting them with fire. A sea of flames surrounded Gleeway. Juniper yelled to everyone, "Remember, don't look into his eyes, as he will try and hypnotize you into being on his side." He then said to Captain Jake, "How can we put out those elongated fiery hands?" "Let's get all the Intel Fans to suck up all the water in their big trunks and spray it all over the soldiers," said a very pleased with himself Captain Jake. The very big Robo Mouse passed the message on to his little mice, who had all scurried over to their Intel Fans, saddled them up, and galloped them to the great big lake in the middle of the city. There, the Intel Fans sucked up the water in a whoosh. Meanwhile, the pirates, with Jew, River, and Grace, spoke to Ludwig about all these Gleeway pussycats becoming cannonballs.
"Maybe they can become like cannonball yo-yos," said Jew.
"Great idea," said Grace, smiling.
The pirates, who all had great skills with sailing ropes, started to make the twine for the yo-yos and then attached it to the pussycats. River said, to lighten the mood,
"Knock, knock."
Everyone answered, "Who's there?"
"Puss."
"Puss who?"
"Possibly the best pussycats ever."
Everyone laughed and cheered. River felt very proud of himself. But the battle raged on, with the soldiers throwing fire darts at the ramparts. The purple haze kept its distance, but was growing into a fearsome giant that sprayed goo all over everyone, so that many of the inhabitants were itching. The cannibal pussycats were ready. Everyone was told to put their claws out, and they were yo-yoed off the ramparts into the soldiers, who went down like tenpins. They were well and truly knocked over and had scratches all over them. But unfortunately, even when the soldiers rolled on the ground, they were still able to bombard the ramparts with elongated fiery hands. So the yo-yoing cannonball pussycats had to give up. Roared the Intel Fans as they galloped with their bellies full of water to the edge of the city wall. The very fat robo-mouse shouted to all the little mice riders to tell their intel fans to spray the water over the soldiers' fiery elongated hands at once. With a splash and a splosh, the intel fans sprayed water down on the soldiers and their elongated fiery hands spluttered out. The baby intel fans cheered the parents on.
Hurrah! Yelled Juniper. I think we are winning.
But then, Hugo Sogo grew in size, and he towered over the city walls.
You are all mine, he boomed. I am coming to get you all. Nothing can save you.
Juniper said to Jew, River, and Ludwig, Yikes, I think we have to go home right now and get the laser swords that Mum bought us. They will save everyone in Gleeway with their superpowers. We know they can tickle the soldiers into submission.
Great idea, said Jew,
and River patted Juniper on the back. Okay, we have to be quick. Let's hold hands and Ludwig, slide yourself around my neck. Ready? What if... And they landed, back in the attic. The inhabitants of Gleeway saw them disappear and a great groan went up as they thought they'd been abandoned in their hour of need. They realised they had lost and let Hugo Sogo and his men into the city. The soldiers and the purple haze all entered with smirky smiles on their faces, and the inhabitants of Gleeway turned away with tears in their eyes. Captain Jake, Grace, the pirates and the intel fans with their babies all escaped by a side door and made their way down to the very large dark cave in the mountaintop. The very fat robo-mouse hid down in the sewers, immediately gathered all the mice around him and began to plan how they could win back the city. The What If kids rushed down the attic stairs to get their laser swords and bumped into Mum.
Surprise, she said. Grandma's come to visit.
Wow, how lovely, said a stunned, wide-eyed Juniper.
Now, all go into the lounge and say hello. She has lots of surprises for you.
Juniper, Jew, River and Ludwig all looked at each other in despair. Juniper whispered to the others,
We will think of something. Mrs. Chase, said River, please can I stay the night?
Of course, River, said Mum.
Mum, I just need to go back to the attic for a moment, smiled Juniper. OK, now all the rest of you come and say hello to Grandma. Jew, she has bought you a beautiful new Alice band to replace the one you lost.
Jew, River and Ludwig went slowly into the living room. Juniper rushed back up the attic stairs and grabbed the large old brass key. He peeked through the portal and saw that the battle appeared to be lost. He sadly locked the portal and hung the key back on the velvet rope. He rushed back down the attic stairs and dashed into the living room, where Jew, River and Ludwig were sitting on Grandma's knees. Jew, with her lovely new Alice band on. They jumped off the sofa so Juniper could hug Grandma.
Hello, Grandma. So lovely to see you, he exclaimed with joy.
Then he whispered to the others,
I have a plan. We leave at midnight.